So I was in a Zoom meeting this week, along with our district superintendent, two bishops, a public health doctor from Vermont, and about 300 clergy and lay leaders from around New England. And no, this is not the start of a joke. But can you guess what the topic was that we were discussing, that we were learning about? We were talking about finding the right time to reopen our church buildings. And I say it that way on purpose because we all know that church has never closed. Only our buildings did. We are still worshiping together, we're still praying, we are still helping and loving our neighbors. Just this week, from donations that you have made to the pastor's discretionary fund, we were able to send a check to Camp Mechawana to help fund their Feed the Kids program, a response to COVID-19 right here in the Winthrop area. Now, during that meeting, one pastor shared his church's process for deciding when they will be ready to open the building. Norm Toms, the executive director of Camp Mechawana, described the questions that their board used, which led to the determination that they would be canceling all their summer programming this year. Dr. Marcy explained the science behind why it is not yet safe, even if we're allowed, why it is not yet safe to gather indoors for long periods of time. Our bishop spoke words of inspiration, reminding us that in the Chinese written language, the word crisis is made up of two characters put together, one being the character for danger, but the other one is the character for opportunity. He called us to continue online worship, even when we are back in the buildings, because right now, we are changing lives and we are connecting hearts in new and wonderful ways. Bishop Karen Oliveto prayed over us and for us in New England. It was beautiful. It was frightening. It was encouraging and saddening. It was informative and hopeful all at the same time. Quite the roller coaster for a 1.5 hour meeting, let me tell you. Well, our own district superintendent, Karen Munson, talked about an idea that she has been reflecting on and had actually shared as well in our district newsletter. And it directly relates to our scripture passage today. If you think about it, how many times throughout the Gospels do the disciples ask Jesus about time? Is it now, Lord? Is the kingdom here now? Is now the time? When will it all come to pass? Is it now? How about now? What's the date? It kind of reminds me of when we were kids in the back seat of the car, right? Continuously asking our parents, are we there yet? How about now? Are we close? When will we get there? Are we there yet? Are we almost there? Mama, mama, mom, mom. And I've received those kinds of questions from you, not like the annoying child, but the concerned churchgoer who wants to be back physically in community. And to be honest, I've been asking God the same questions. When do we open the building? Is it now? Are we ready? When will we be ready? Can you give me a date, God, so I can put it down on the calendar, right? I just need that light at the end of the tunnel, something to aim for. I'm that goal-oriented person. Well, in today's scripture passage, for better or worse, we have our answer. Jesus said, "It isn't for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has set by his own authority." Ugh. We don't have a date, There's no date for when we can come back together and worship in person because we don't yet have all the information. We're not ready because we can't reliably get all the cleaning supplies and the hand sanitizer we need. We're not ready, and we don't want to open the doors just to have to turn around in a few weeks and close them again. How much more painful would that be? Your church leadership, the Ad Council, has been reflecting on all of this too. Your lay leaders, the SPRC chair, all of us. And we have agreed that to open now would mean excluding a whole lot of people. Anyone over the age of 65. Anyone who comes in once or wants to come in once we've already reached the safe distancing capacity, oh, we'd have to turn them away. Anyone who's concerned for the health of themselves or susceptible family members that they live with or care for, anyone who's working with people who need protection from the virus, and there are a whole lot more. We pride ourselves on being a welcoming congregation to anyone who wants to enter the doors of our sanctuary. So what would it mean to exclude or turn some people away? How is that Christ-like hospitality if it inadvertently creates an atmosphere of fear or judgment or pressure? Keeping the doors closed for now sends the message that we are still, all of us, in this together. Now, we've been mailing out the weekly guides and announcements to those without internet or computer access, and I know that that is imperfect, but hopefully it includes as many people as we can. Every time you make a phone call to check in on a neighbor or a friend from church or not, you keep that connection going. And so, yes, we are taking small steps behind the scenes to get our building ready, to set safety guidelines about masks and entrances and exits. We are trying to include as many as we are able to begin thinking of ways that we can be both in the building and keep up this new way of being church outside the constraints of these four walls. When the disciples saw Jesus ascending into heaven, they just stood there gawking up. And I can just hear their thoughts going, "Now what?" Until, that is, two men in white robes, perhaps they were angels, asked them what they were doing just standing there when there was work to be done. Well, perhaps right now you feel like you've been frozen in time, helpless to change your circumstances, lonely in this isolation. Or maybe you have found a happy place and you just want to stay there forever, never facing the challenges that this life is sure to hand us. Well, the angels have come to remind us that there is work to be done, and it is our work to do. No, we don't know God's schedule. There aren't any dates attached to our punch list on this renovation project, because that's what I think is happening to the global church right now. We are renovating God's house. But with prayer, with guidance from the Holy Spirit and help from one another, we can and we do, we are making a difference in our community and in the world. So set your sights on that solid rock, which can withstand any storm. And let's build an even stronger house of love and mission and justice together. Amen.